The Decline of the English Murder, written by George Orwell, read by Peter Noble. The Decline of the English Murder. It is Sunday afternoon, preferably before the war. The wife is already asleep in the armchair, and the children have been sent out for a nice long walk. You put your feet up on the sofa, settle your spectacles on your nose, and open the news of the world. Roast beef and Yorkshire, or roast pork and apple sauce, followed up by suet pudding and driven home, as it were, by a cup of mahogany brown tea, have put you in just the right mood. Your pipe is drawing sweetly. The sofa cushions are soft underneath you. The fire is well alight. The air is warm and stagnant. In these blissful circumstances, what is it that you want to read about? Naturally, about a murder. But what kind of murder? If one examines the murders which have given the greatest amount of pleasure to the British public, the murders whose story is known in its general outline to almost everyone, and which have been made into novels and rehashed over and over again by the Sunday papers, one finds a fairly strong family resemblance.